It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our gorgeous sister in Christ, Sister Mary Fullerton. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing just great. I was just telling her the Lord has just blessed me. It seems like yesterday he just dumped it out.
Amen.
He met a prayer request that I had just left in his hands, and yesterday he started fulfilling that prayer request.
Oh, amen.
And then last night, I visited another church at Sayre, and because we had dismissed where I usually go for there was a reason why we dismissed. And so I just thought, well, I'm used to being at church somewhere on Sunday night, and so I'm just going to go visit. And I went to this church in Sayre, and before I left, they went around, and every person in there received a big sack of stuff, and it was a heavy sack too. And I thought, wow, Lord, this is the first time I have been to church and I got a present for just showing up.
Wow. Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. I think I covered it all this morning. Sister Mary, would you please pray to start us out?
Father God, we thank you, Lord, because you are such a great God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of coming and sharing this morning. Father, and we just want all the focus to be on you. Lord, I pray that you would open people's ears to hear. Father, I pray that you would draw those that need to hear this message, Lord, to tune in this morning. Lord, and Father, open their ears and work in their heart to receive your word to them. God, and help us just to lift you up and let you be made big. Lord, we want to focus on you, and we give you all of the glory and all of the praise. And we ask for your anointing, Lord, because we can do nothing without you. But through Christ, we can do all things because you strengthen us, Lord, and you give us your mind. And Father, I feel like this has been given to me by God this morning. And so, Father, because I ask him, Lord, give me something for Hour of Power. And he did. And so, Father, I just give you praise. And you're always so faithful. And so we just want to honor you and glorify you, Lord, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. I like your title, The Math of God.
Yes. And he is good at math.
Yes.
He can do all, you know, the basic foundation of math is subtraction, addition, multiplication, and division. Now, those, when we first start taking math, even in grade school, we usually learn to add and subtract first. And then about the third or the fourth grade, we learn to multiply. And then somewhere in there, we learn division. Like in the fourth grade, usually, we start learning division. And God does all of those things in us. He does all of those things. And so when I ask him, Lord, give me something for Hour of Power, he led me to this verse in 2 Peter 2, 2 Peter 1, and verse 2, he brought to my attention because I read it, and you will notice it too when I read it. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And that word multiplied just leaped out at me, because that's what God loves to do. He loves to show that he loves to pour his love out on his kids. He loves to bless us. There's a verse that says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow. You know? And so there's another, you know, he adds no sorrow. And so I was noticing all of these words that, and then he brought a verse to me that, like he takes away our sins, you know, and then he says, let there be no division among you, you know, and so there you have the basic foundation of the math of God and how he works in our lives to do us good. I mean, you know, it is just so, and I got excited, you know, because actually, when I was in school, math was my toughest subject. I just, for the longest time, I just could not get those formulas down. It didn't make any sense to me. And I had to study more on math. The worst grade that I ever got was in math. And I think I was used to making A's and B's, but I don't know. I think it was like in ninth grade or something. 9 weeks or something, I got a C, and it was like bordering on a D. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. So, boy, I mean, I really put my effort out anyway, I improved that, you know. And God is faithful to us if we, even in that little example there, if we pay the price and put forth our effort and say, Lord, help us. I'm depending on you. He will show up every time. He will reward you. And like yesterday, I had the best day because I had prayed about something and I just left it in the hands of God. I said, Lord, you're God all by yourself. I don't have to tell you how to answer this. I just leave it to you. You know my need and everything, and I just leave it to you. Surprise me, Lord. I like Christmas in July. You know, so Lord, just surprise me and give me a Christmas, you know, so to speak, early, you know, like that. And then I went to church this last Wednesday night at another church here in town, because we have church on Thursday night. So I visit another church on Wednesday night. And I saw somebody that I hadn't seen in over a year, and I had practically forgotten them because I hadn't seen them. And And I forgot their name and everything, but a year ago, they had made me a promise. And I didn't think anything of it. I just said, oh, well, thank you. And they said, you'll have to wait a little while because, you know. I said, okay. And I was just thinking that it was just going to be like a one-time thing and that it was going to be, you know, like a reasonable amount because I really wasn't that close to this person. And then I forgot about what they had said, and I hadn't even thought of it. And I didn't even think of it when I saw them. But then when I went to get in my car, they came up to me and they said, remember us? And I didn't remember their name, but I remembered their faces. But I still didn't remember the promise they made me. And they said, we made you a promise last year and we never fulfilled it, but we're going to. Well, again, I just thought it was going to be a one-time thing, you know, and that I was expecting a very moderate, you know. And they said, you'll have to wait a little while, but we're going to do it. And so, and then yesterday morning, I walked into my church, and I was late getting my tithe check made out. So while they were taking up the offering and saying the dismissal, I was writing out my checks. And so after service, I went and took them in the office. And so while I was in there, the pastor walked in. I said something to him, and I started to leave. And he said, wait a minute, come back here. He said, do you remember so-and-so and so-and-so? And he called the names of these people. And I didn't recognize the name. And I said, no, I don't know. And he said, well, he said he saw you at this church, and he reminded you. He said, he gave me something to give to you. And he said, and he pulled out this check. They said, I know you'll be seeing her, so I'm going to give it to you to give to her. And he pulled out this, and it was from that couple that I didn't even remember, that I thought was going to be for like a very small, moderate amount. I wasn't expecting over $10 or $20. I looked at that check. It was $100. And then Brother Casey said, and this isn't going to be a one-time thing. They said they were going to do this on a continual basis. That was an answer to prayer because I have to budget very carefully. And just a few weeks before that, I said, Lord, I thank you that you see me through every month. You are always faithful. But Lord, it would make me, Lord, you know, I like to give, and sometimes I don't feel like I can give as much as I like to. And we're always having special things come up. And Lord, it would be nice if I could just have $100 extra every month. But I leave it up to you. I'm not going to tell you how to run your business. You're God and you can do it. Just surprise me. And I forgot about it. And yesterday he gave me the answer. And it's not, I don't know what continual means to them. It may be once every 2 months, you know. I mean, but hey, that's a blessing. You know, I don't care. My God did that because nobody knew about that prayer. Nobody. Nobody but God. That's what I say. He just dumped it out all when he said, and it's, this isn't just going to be a one-time thing. It's going to be continual. And I just left there thinking, you know, how great. And then he had announced that we weren't having service that night. And so I decided to go to this other church. And then when I walked in there, they gave everybody there that was present there at that church last night, they gave them a big gift bag. And it had all sorts of things. And I got home and I said, Lord, this is the first time I've gone to church and I've got a present just for showing up. So when I say God dumped his blessings out on me yesterday, you know, our cup runs over. He searches throughout the whole earth to find somebody that he can show himself strong to. And he's no respecter of persons. He'll do the same thing for you. He ain't broke. He's Amen. Got the riches of him. We got a rich father. Amen. And he loves to bless his children. And so, but there's one little word that you have to pay attention to. And it's a word sometimes that we don't like. But, oh, it yields rich dividends. And it's called obedience. Obedience. He had, now this is another story. But like last year, the Lord spoke to me about halfway in the year. And he said, I want you to do a certain thing for me for the rest of the year. Every week I want you to do this thing. And he gave me a certain length of time that he wanted me to do this for every week. So I said, okay, Lord, I think I can do that. You know, with your help, I'm going to do it. And so for the rest of the year, I did it, you know, and I didn't blaze it abroad. You know, I didn't say anything. I didn't, because you're not supposed to toot your own horn. You're not supposed to go sound a trumpet before you. You know, these things are supposed to be done in secret. So I didn't, you know, I might have told a few of my closest friends ever once in a while, you know. But I didn't like get up and make a testimony of it, you know. But anyway, so at the beginning of this year, I said, Lord, I think I feel led to go up on what you ask me. And so, Lord, I'm going to add another day to it. And he spoke to me and he said, double it. And I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me with that one. I'll try, but I'm not going to promise that I'll do it. But, you know, with your help, I'll try. And with your help, I'll see, you know, if we can do this, you know. And so I started doing it, and I'm still doing it to this day. It has been easier and easier and easier. But that's what I'm talking about. God is making it real. And I told somebody the other day, you know, people are always talking about their trials, and we're living in a very trying time. But did you know the blessings of God are so rich on me? I don't feel like I have any trials. I just, you know, he has been so good. I don't even notice any trials, and I say, Lord, you know, so I pray, and I pray all the time. I'll say, Lord, now, first of all, I want to give glory to you. And second of all, Lord, I want to search my heart and make sure that I'm right in everything before you, because your word says if there's sin in our heart, you won't hear us. And Lord, I want you to hear my prayers. And I don't have any right to stand here and give you a bunch of requests and pray for other people if I'm not in the place I need to be. So, Lord, if you see anything in my life that's not pleasing for you, you cover it with the blood and you show me what it is and you take it out right now, because I want to be ready for you when you come. And I don't want to have no sin and I don't want to be a hypocrite. So, Lord, I'm not perfect, But, Lord, I ask you before I lift up anybody else to do this. And then, Lord, you just come and do, you know, I know you're faithful, and I'm going to let you be God, and I'm just going to present these other things to you, you know. And that's the way I pray. And then I end up closing. But then every once in a while, even through the day, I'll stop and say, now, Lord, I want to make sure that I haven't said anything. I haven't thought anything. I haven't had a bad attitude. I haven't spoken, thought, or behaved in any way that is displeasing to you. And I do a checkup because I want to make a, I want to have a continual, ongoing covering of the blood of Jesus so that I'm ready to go when that trumpet sounds. And so I believe in continual prevent, and the Bible says he keeps us. He's the best keeper in the world. And my sister got, somebody did some work for us here a while back, and I didn't have any. I had been putting money back. But the money that I put back is so that I can pay my property taxes at the end of the year. It's not for other extra stuff that comes. But so we had a windstorm, and it wasn't anything that I caused. And I went outside, and my garage was torn up. The whole north side of it was laying on the ground. And I had to have somebody come and repair that. So my sister had said, now, Mary, if you ever need anything, let me know. And I had borrowed on a couple of occasions before from her, and I had paid every cent of it back. And I don't borrow for frivolous things. I borrowed once for some car repair bills, and then another time I had paid one of my utility bills, and they did not receive the check, and I was going to be late with it. And they wanted me to send them a double payment, and I was at the end of my money. So I called my sister, and I asked her to loan me $50. My bill was $47. And it was close to Christmas. She said, well, it's just about 2 weeks to Christmas, and I was going to give you $100. So I'll give you $100. I'll give you your Christmas present early, and you won't have to pay that back. So I did. So anyway, and that was the last time that I had borrowed from her. So when this, and she had seen my garage, and she knew that it was, you know, like this. And her husband used to do those kinds of things, but he's getting to where he can't do that. And he, so they told me I'd have to get somebody else. So I got this friend of mine, and I called her, and I said, could you loan me? I said, I don't even know how much it's going to be. But I said, could you loan me the money? Because I, you know, on top of being a friend of mine, he was a minister of the gospel too. And we're supposed to bless ministers. And I'm sure not going to have them doing physical labor like that and not pay them, you know. And I wanted to be able to pay him in a lump sum. So I called her and asked her to loan me the money. And she said, no, Mary, she said, you used to save up money all the time. What did you do with blah, blah, blah? And I'm going, I don't even remember. Because, I mean, her reply so startled me that I was shocked. And she said, I've been discussing this with so-and-so, and they're standing right here. And I thought, uh-huh, that's the reason why you're answering me the way you are, because they're standing right here. You know, and so I knew why she is doing it. And so anyway, because usually she doesn't have that kind of, but she said, I agree with them, you know, so what do you do with that? So it happened to be her husband, and she felt like she had to be submissive to her husband. And so anyway, I'm sure not going to meddle in my sister's marriage relationships. So I said, no, you gotta be submissive to him. So I went to him and I said, I said, I'm going to pay you. And then he told me that he had worked with two other people fixing this. And he told me that the one was an expert. And he said, you got a $500 to $700 job done free. And I said, well, I said, Lord, I want to pay him his part. So I divided that by three and figured out what his part was. And then he said, and that third man that helped us, he said, I paid him $69 out of my own pocket. So I added that to his amount. I said, Lord, somehow I'm going to get this paid to him, because your word says if you have laborers in your vineyard and you do not pay them, that you place a curse upon yourself. And Lord, I don't want to be cursed. Plus, they're ministers. He's a minister of the gospel. And I wouldn't think of having him do physical labor without giving him something. And so I may just have to pay him $20 a month, you know. But I'm going to get him paid. And so that's what I've been doing, because she couldn't loan me the money. And I made up my mind, Lord, with your help, help me that I don't ever have to try to borrow money from her again, because I don't want to, because her heart's not there and her husband's heart is not there, and I don't want to put a strain on their marriage, you know. And so, Lord, I want you to provide my needs a different way. And so that was a real answer to prayer yesterday. Amen. It was a real answer to prayer.
Speaking of prayer, would now be a good time to stop for the prayer request, Miss Mary?
Yeah.